All right, welcome back here to the Chase and Big Joe Show live at the Omni Nashville Hotel, downtown Nashville. There's the party buses never end. The one just passed by with about 15 people on it. Oh, goodness. All right, the party never ends in Nashville. Speaking of a good time, next Thursday night, a nice event happening benefiting Lawson High School. Barry Zito is going to be a featured speaker next week at Tailgate Brewery to raise money, raise funds for Lawson High School baseball program. With that, let's bring in the head coach of Lawson High School, our dear friend, friend of the show, Kobe Ginsberg. Kobe, good afternoon, Bubba.
Hey, good to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me. Hey, one correction real quick. It's next Saturday, not Thursday.
Saturday? Wait, is it Saturday? Yeah. February the 7th, right?
Yeah.
God, where have I been? My bad, buddy. February the 7th, that's Saturday.
That's good information for you, because I would have hated for you to show up Thursday night.
I've only got all information right here in front of my face. I can't even read that. Good Lord. You just do the segment, and I'll come back in 10 minutes. You got Barry Zito happening. First of all, let's talk about – we bring this up every time – what you baseball coaches in Middle Tennessee do, especially Metro. I mean, you spend so much money out of pocket – pay baseballs, marking the field. If you need something fixed, you do it. Paying umpires. I mean, this, it's almost like it's a full-time job with zero benefits.
Yeah, 1,000%. You know, I make this comment every time I'm on, you know, and this is not an indictment on the district, like, but the district is so big that they can't financially support any of the teams. So we are on our own. So we're self-sufficient. So that the way we do that is via fundraising and, like, this first pitch dinner that we're doing, and we had a golf tournament in the fall, and it's just, you know, the support that we get from the community. I have an amazing booster club that handles all this and helps kind of put it all together. So it makes my life a little easier. But, yeah, at the end of the day, like, if we don't raise the money to support the program, we won't be able to run it, you know. And that's in umpires, baseballs, equipment, anything we need, grass, seed, whatever you want to talk about that requires to run a good baseball program that we have to fundraise to do.
Was it three or four years in a row you had a storm came through, knocked down a large part of your outfield fence?
Yeah, it happened at Hillwood like 3 years in a row, and then when we moved over to Lawson, the new high school in Bellevue, it happened last year too. So maybe it's me. I don't know.
Yeah, right. All right, what's the website people can go to? We'll get that out of the way right now. Can go to for information. That is?
LawsonBaseball.com. It's not www. It's just LawsonBaseball.com. They can go there. They can purchase tickets. We have sponsorship availability, any kind of donations. We're going to have a big silent auction that's going to be live here tomorrow, I believe. And so it's going to be up for a week, and we have a lot of great stuff on there.
Very good. Barry Zito is going to be the featured speaker. How's your relationship with Barry Zito? And I just think this is very cool that a former Cy Young winner, World Series champion, is lending his time to help you guys raise money.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a great get for us. He's a great, great guy. You know this, but Nashville doesn't. In my previous life, I was one of you. I was in the media, and so I covered Barry in the early 2000s as part of those Moneyball teams in the Bay Area. And, like, you know, when he was going through that Cy Young year, it was must-see TV. I mean, that 12-6 breaking ball, like, my favorite thing was to watch it release out of his hand and watch him walk back to the dugout before it landed. I mean, on top of that, he's so much more than baseball. You know, he moved here towards the end of his career. He was playing for the Sounds, and he moved here because he's in the music business. Fun fact, his dad was a road manager for Nat King Cole, so he's always been around music, and he's now a recording star, and he was on Masked Singer during the COVID year and finished fourth as the rhinoceros. So, like, he's an interesting guy. He's a great guy, and I can't wait. You know, it's kind of a full circle moment for me to be able to have him come support our team.
You had last year Tony Vitello helped out and did this. When you reach out to people like Zito and Vitello, their time is limited, but the fact that they do this to help out programs like this, I got to think, Kobe, this doesn't happen everywhere.
I mean, it's, you know, I spend a lot of time building relationships so that I can, you know, call on them in situations like this where we need somebody like a Tony Vitello, like a Barry Zito, like a big name that can come and, like, put in front of our first pitch dinner so that it draws people. But they're happy to do it because it's, you know, the relationships that I've built with them.
Kobe Ginsberg, head baseball coach at Lawson High School. LawsonBaseball.com is the event next Saturday at Tailgate Brewery. When you go through a season, what becomes the biggest expense? Baseballs?
Baseballs this year, we just ordered ours for the year. They're $100 a dozen now. We go through about 15 to 20 of them. So they're just starting right there. And then for one game, umpires for one varsity game is $200 just for one game, and we play 30. So, like, you do the math right there. So, you know, it's not a cheap sport. I'd argue besides football, it's probably the most expensive sport to run. And on top of that, we have to pay for maintaining the grass, which is $5,000 to $7,000 a year. So you make, you know, you give the kids, that's the whole thing. We want to give the kids the best experience so that, you know, they'll look good, play good thing. And that's what we try to do.
Yeah. And this is it. We talk about, this is not an indictment on Metro. It's just that These are things that come up that you got to pay for during the season. And you mentioned the umpires and the fencing and everything else that goes on like this. I mean, this is, I know you got a full-time job, but I think you got to probably put 60 hours in doing this.
Oh, at least, you know, and I always joke, like, being the head coach of a program is like, coaching is like ninth on the list, because you're having to worry about like the budget and scheduling and all that stuff. And now so my assistant coaches get to reap the benefits of just actually getting to coach baseball and coach the kids. But I do it for the love of the kids. Like, again, we want to give them the best opportunity to succeed. We had an unbelievable year last year for a Metro team. We went to lost in the sectionals last year, and you know, we're right back there again this year, hopefully to be able to take it just a tick further.
Barry Zito is going to be the featured speaker next Saturday at Tailgate Brewery. And fans have opportunity to come out and talk to him, take pictures and everything, I would assume.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, last year, Tony was unbelievable. He signed every autograph. He took every picture, talked to everybody that wanted to talk to him. Obviously, Tony's a rock star and on his way up to the big leagues now. But as far as Barry, like, you know, they'll all get a chance to come say hi and see him. And, like, you know, younger kids don't even, like, my players, I had to make them look up who he was, you know, because they're all worried about what's in front of them. But, like, the dads are, like, unbelievable. I can't wait to see him.
Now, you have a relationship. You do travel ball. You're a very successful travel ball coach. But a lot of, you know, you give back because it's important for these kids at Lawson High School who are not going to go and play in the major leagues. We, you know, very few do, even at the highest levels. But the fact that you go back, was it important? Why is it important for you to be the coach at a public high school?
Because I'm passionate about the game and about, you know, keeping it alive. And, like, not that Lawson's in the inner city, but Metro's an inner city school, you know, district. And, like, you know, there's programs that are dying, and I would really hate that because, and honestly, the bottom line is because it's so expensive. Like it's pushing people that are less fortunate away. And so, like, I'm passionate about making sure that happens. That's why I started the Mookie Bets. You know, like, Mookie's writes a check for our tournament at the beginning of the year to cover all the expenses so that the less fortunate teams are able to play some free games and not have to worry about anything else. And so, like, you know, I'm getting involved with the RBI program again. So, like, I really am passionate about keeping of making the sport of baseball more prominent again, because it is dying for sure in the inner cities.
Yeah, I know that, and I don't know how much you want to talk about it, but a big supporter of yours has been, you and Mike Vrabel are very, very close. He supported your programs.
Yeah.
It's cool to have a guy who's, you know, going to the Super Bowl, still very involved in Nashville with you and supporting things.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's you know, I coached Mike's kid in travel ball. You mentioned I do travel ball too. I coached him when they lived here, and I just kind of laugh now. How about hey, Titans, how are we looking now? You guys are happy with that move? Like,
right.
But I'm not trying to offend any of your sponsors or whatever, but, like, I mean, I couldn't love it more for him because, like, he's an amazing guy, like, very supportive, was always at games, cheering as loud as he could. You hear that voice that you see on TV, and he was that guy in the stands cheering for everybody, not just his kid. Like, he loves baseball, too, and he loves the sport. And, like, so that relationship has been really special, too.
I love it. Again, next Saturday, Tailgate Brewery, LawsonBaseball.com, Barry Zito raising money for the program. It'd be a fun night, and I look forward to being out there and seeing everybody again. It was fun last year. You talk about Tony Vitello. I mean, he was like an hour longer than he was going to be, talking to everybody, signing autographs, pictures, and I assume Barry Zito will be the same thing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Tony told me when he walked in the door last year, he goes, "Hey, just shut me up whenever you want to." And I'm like, that's all right, bud. Talk all night. I don't really care.
That's right. He did do that. That was fun. LawsonBaseball.com next Saturday. Kobe, thank you, man. We'll see you out there. I hope we raise a lot of money. Again, it's for the kids and give them an opportunity so they don't have to worry about anything. Appreciate your passion, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Appreciate you, Joe. We'll see you next week. Saturday, not Thursday. Yep.
Saturday, not Thursday. Exactly right. Kobe Ginsberg, head baseball coach at Lawson High School. Chase and I are very, and Dr. Crane, are very, very hyper-local for events, fundraisers happening. So always reach out to us. We'll help spread the word because it's about the kids when you come down to it. So we'll appreciate Kobe for that. I will come back in the 2 o'clock hour. Casey Alexander, head basketball coach at Belmont, will join us. Sean Henry for the Nashville Predators at 2:30. The 2:45. America's favorite game, celebrity birthdays. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show, live at the Omni National Hotel, 102.5 The Game.